Chapter 2. The bad news was, one of the books Miranda had been carrying was now thoroughly soaked, as soggy as a 200-page tea bag. The good news was, the sodden mess was the osteology field guide that I myself had written years before. "Sorry, Dr. B," Miranda said, holding the book by one corner as it drained into the trash can beside the desk. "I have a spare copy," I said. "Actually, hundreds of spare copies, boxes and boxes of them, crammed in the closet of my office. Peggy's been after me for years to get rid of some of them." The truth was, Peggy, my secretary, had been after me to get rid of all of them.
"They're not the latest edition," Peggy liked to point out. "No first editions either.
Nothing worth saving. And the longer they sit in that closet, the moldier and more outdated they get." I eyed the other books Miranda had been lugging, which ranged from osteology references to radiology texts. "Why are you bringing these back? You finally getting worried about your library fines?" It was a running joke. My pretense that she was racking up years' worth of overdue fines on the books I had loaned her.
"Why should I worry?" she cracked. "What's a few thousand bucks between indentured servant and master?"
That, too, was a running joke, one that had more than a kernel of truth in it. Graduate assistants worked long hours for low pay, and Miranda was now nearing the 7-year mark in her servitude. If she'd been a faculty member instead of a student, she'd be eligible for tenure now.
"Actually, I'm through with them," she said.
"Through?"
"Through. I sent it to the printer this morning."
"It?" She nodded but said nothing, waiting for me to figure out what she meant. It took me longer than it should have. "Your dissertation. You finished?"
"Yep. That's why I'm late. I was up all night making revisions, but it's done, ba-damn."
She flashed me a smile that combined pride, relief, and also, I now noticed, exhaustion. And yet, remarkably, she, the one who'd been up all night, had gone to the trouble to buy me a cup of tea on her way in. True, the tea was now only a puddle of good intentions, but...